I am born of the African soil. I originate from the southern parts of the motherland, so I breathe dust. I breathe fire. I breathe flames of fire because see where we come from, we dine with the sun. We've never really danced with the stars because they're often accompanied by our greatest fears. Darkness. Sack can't carry us very far into the darkness, see, the color of our skin camouflages us perfectly into the darkness, and so we often don't reflect. Not being able to see ourselves and not knowing if other people can see us is crippling. We can't count on our breathing because that too could get us killed. So here goes my story. The heavens summoned the seed to my bare's fertile lands way before I could meet him. Leaving behind one fetus, a lonely heart, and 1,000 stereotypes and battles to fight. She is the epitome of what you call imbogoto, and yes, my mother has sought the skies without wings. She has carried this earth on her back, and that's why it rumbles in agreement each time she calls it heavy in the head. She has never uttered the words, I am tired, or I quit. 4 mouths to feed, to clothe, to shelter. Educate. Yes, she too became victim to this broken system. See, where we come from, the land that gave birth to us is ruled by cruel beings that sought their souls with bills. Cruel beings that drive the lands and strip us the labors of the little we can harvest. They choke us, and if it was gasping for air, if the waters were still flowing like they used to, I swear, they'd be drowning us too. They cripple us every single day and make us fight battles we never signed up for. These human beings have normalized lies and poverty. I mean, there's really no need for 3 meals a day if I can have 2, right? And why get a new pair of shoes if I can still fit in all the big toes in this one? Right? Damn right, we're hungry. Damn right, we're thirsty. Our hearts yearn for lands that are not barren. Our souls yearn for pastures that are green, so yes, my mother relocated to foreign lands in pursuit of all this. She did so in the hope to find refuge. But little did she know, she was signing herself up for a different kind of battle. Those people have the same skin color as her, but because they roll their tongue a little differently when they speak, and their land is a little damper, the system declares that they are not her own, even when our ancestors are probably siblings. It demands that you get licensing to labor in those fields and then slams the doors in her face, making it impossible to do things their way. It's not like she can afford to anyways. It demands that everything she's worked hard for and earned, she's not entitled to. It is a fruit of their land. They want her off their land. They say that her being here is a threat to them. It makes the intake of oxygen a little hard for them. Yes. My mother is the alleged illegal immigrant whose only wish is to feed her children 3 times a day and give them what shoes that can carry their feet. They call her thief. An undeserving piece of trash who should evacuate immediately. They paint her with the same brush they used to paint a ruthless murderer. A heart cold enough to stab a human being 7 bloody times. They drench her hands in blood she knows nothing about. She is called rapist. She is called corrupt. She is called guere guere. Twitter prefers an hungry, desperate criminal who should evacuate immediately. If she cannot find refuge amongst her brothers and sisters, if she cannot find refuge in this land, what becomes of her? What becomes of her children? And their children's children. See, where we come from, poverty has burnt down buildings. The struggles are real. There are dark holes in our fields. The rains are overwhelmed by the dryness of our soils. There isn't anything to work on. There isn't anything to hope for. The sun doesn't shine the same way it used to. The dust doesn't rise no matter how hard we stomp our feet, so yes, my mother doesn't want to be here. She doesn't want to make you her choice, to be named and shamed for crimes she did not commit. She doesn't want to suffocate you. But looking back, is as good as death. Not only for her, but her children too, and their children's. children.